Well, let me start by saying we have entered the season of Lent. Actually entered it last Wednesday. Lent is a season that encourages us to look deeply and honestly at ourselves, at our own lives, and I think our society, our culture, our world, the human condition, to take stock of who we are, where we are, how we can do better. And for that reason, I think the Psalms are the perfect scriptures to guide us on this season of Lent. I didn't always appreciate the Psalms. I remember as a young person trying to read through the whole Bible, and I would get to this whole book of poems, you know, Psalms. No story, no nothing, and I would just kind of slog my way through or start, you know, turning the pages quickly. But over the years, I would say the Psalms have gradually become one of my favorite books because they are so honest. The Psalms are brutally honest about the human condition, about us, about our sin, about our weaknesses, about being human. And this morning, this psalm, Psalm 25, is a psalm that reminds us of our sinfulness, but also reminds us to trust in God. A good message to start this season of Lent. This psalm, even more than that, though, tells us something about God. I mean, why is it that we can confess our sins to God? Why is it we can honestly look in the mirror and acknowledge where we continue to mess up and make mistakes? We can do that because of God's steadfast love. I don't know if you noticed, but that phrase, steadfast love, occurs three times in this psalm in reference to God. God's steadfast love, God's steadfast love. Steadfast love. That is, never changing, never wavering, never going away or on vacation. God's love is steadfast. We might say unconditional even. God loves each and every one of us. Every single human being who ever has been born, ever will be born, is loved by God steadfastly. Unconditionally. We can't change that. There's nothing we can do wrong to make God stop loving us. There's nothing we can do right to make God love us anymore. God's love is steadfast. And that's the kind of thing that is easy to say, but perhaps takes time and experience to truly learn. And that's what this psalm is really about. It's a psalm about teaching and learning. The words teach or instruct occur at least five times in this psalm. And a couple of references talk about God leading us, guiding us as well. This is a psalm that is about God teaching us and we allowing God to teach us and lead us and guide us. In fact, this is one of the psalms that is in the Hebrew done in a particular style, whereas every line begins with the next letter in the Hebrew alphabet. It doesn't do that in English, but if you were reading it in the original Hebrew, you would see that. Also of interest is the first, middle, and last verse of this psalm in Hebrew. You take the first letter of each of those verses and it spells the Hebrew term for teach. And what is it that we are being taught? It's love. It's the path of love, the journey of love. The word path occurs at least six times in this psalm as well. God loves us, and we journey along a path, learning from God, learning about love. God's love for us and how to love each other. And that's really what the journey of Lent is about. Christ's journey of Lent to the cross was a journey of love. That's why he did it, out of love for us. Our journey of Lent, I would suggest, is a time, especially a time for us to be trying to learn to love more and better. Guided by God, trusting that God loves us, even if we deviate off that path at times, but always getting back on the path of love. Now, as we were mentioning in the prayer time as well, I mean, we as a society, particularly as a country, still have a lot to learn about the path of love. However we are going to address school shootings and opioid drug crises and the political messes and all the things going on, I would suggest as Christians, whatever we do, however we address it, it's got to be done in love. Whatever that means. Because there's no other solution. Only love is going to get us out of all these messes we keep getting ourselves in. Not more guns, not more laws, perhaps even, but love. In some way, shape, or form. I don't know what that looks like. I just know, to me, that seems to be the call. However we're going to address these things, it starts with love, and it starts with us being more loving in our lives and trying to let that ripple out into the world. Let me suggest to you that is our journey over these next 40 days of Lent. I would suggest a journey to learn more about love and how better to be loving. That's the path we are called to walk. It's the path that Jesus walked, that we are now echoing. Notice the psalm ends with a prayer to God, redeem Israel, redeem your people. That redemption only comes from love. Literally, love on a cross, but also for each of us, we will only be truly redeemed and saved by love. So that is the path we begin to walk today. It is a path, this path of love, that leads to a cross. But it's also the only path that leads to salvation. Amen.